The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 1, text number 32. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on June 26, 2009, in Suva, Fiji.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 1, text number 32. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Evaṃ kāma varaṃ dattvā
pratijagmu
sareśvara
sabhājitastayo samyag
dampatyor miṣatostata
Evaṃ kāma varaṃ dattvā
Pratijagmu
Sureshvara
Sabhajitastayo Samyag
Dampatyor Mishatostata.
Translation. Thus, while the couple looked on, the three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar, disappeared from that place after bestowing upon Atri Muni the benediction.
Vandeham. Sri Guru. Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Pari jana saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakonvitamscha.
So, Krishna is actually very kind. Actually, Krishna is unlimitedly kind. But sometimes he appears to be cruel. He will appear and enliven the hearts of his devotees. They'll be experiencing the sweetest nectar of meeting the Lord, and then he will disappear. And they will be completely devastated in his separation. So one could argue, well, Krishna can expand unlimited forms. Why doesn't he just always manifest for all of his devotees. Why would he separate himself from the devotee and cast his devotee into an ocean of grief? The answer is, that is his kindness upon the devotee. One may say, well, how is that possible that Krishna is being kind by casting his devotee into an ocean of grief? How is that kindness? When Krishna left Vrindavan, the gopis were absolutely devastated. The Brijbasis, all the Brijbasis, even the cows and the calves and the deer and the flowers and the butterflies and the rocks, every single devotee in Brijmandal was completely devastated by Krishna's separation. But yet it is stated, Vrindavanam parityaja napada ekam gacchati, that Krishna didn't even set one foot outside of Vrindavan. So how is that? That separation is so-called separation. Because actually Krishna can never be separated from his devotees. Because he is in the heart of his devotees. Their devotees are in his heart and he is in the heart of the devotees. There is no question of separation. But Krishna appears to be separated for the purpose of increasing the hankering in the heart of the devotees, the feelings of love. In separation, the feelings of love become more intense. Just like in a very mundane example, we see in this world, a boy and a girl, they fall in love, you see. And when they get together, they express their love to one another very nicely, very sweetly. But if they have to be separated for some time and they are writing love letters to each other, the way they express love in those love letters, you see, it is much more intense than when they are meeting, you see. The feeling of love becomes amplified many, many times in separation. That's the point. So that same thing exists in Krishna's relationships with his devotees. When they become separated from Krishna, their feelings of love increase. In fact, this separation feeling, vipralamba, it is so special, it is so wonderful that the six Goswamis, even though they are qualified to see Krishna at every minute, they are preferring this mood of separation. As Vishwanath, what is it? Srinivasacharya, yes, he has written, describing the Goswami's mood in Vrindavan. He radhe vrajadevi ke chalalite he nanda sunukotaha shi govardhana kalpapat kalindi vanekutaha. He nanda, my dear son of Nanda Maharaj. He nanda, my dear Radharani, where are you now? Where are you? Where are you? Are you on Govardhan? Are you on the bank of the Jamuna? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? You see, this was the mood of the Goswamis. They preferred this mood of, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Hankering. Where will I find Krishna? You see. Because this mood, this is the most intense loving feeling for the Lord. You see. To feel that separation and hankering. You see. So this is also the kindness of the spiritual master. That he separates himself from the disciples so that they can increase their feelings of attachment to him. You see, it's the same principle. And if the disciple is in that mood of intensely hankering to associate with his Guru Maharaj, his spiritual master, then he is never separated. Srila Prabhupada explained that he was never actually separated from his spiritual master. He's feeling how at every minute his Guru Maharaj is with him. He is seeing him. He is guiding him. He is blessing him. So here we see the Lord, he appeared before the couple, and now he is separating. The combined deities, combination, three deities, yes. This group of three deities, they appeared and then they disappeared. So this is a very important move. We are taught in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to pray like this. You see. It is in our shikshasakam that I'm feeling all broken-hearted in this, in your separation, in your absence. Every moment seems like 12 years or more. In other words, it's painful. Even every minute is agonizing, you see, being separated from the Lord. Actually, Lord Chaitanya, he used this point to certify that he was not Krishna conscious. He said, actually, I have no love for Krishna. Because if I actually loved Krishna, I would feel such intense pain of separation that I would die immediately in his absence. But the fact that I'm maintaining body and soul together proves that I have no love for Krishna. So this is the same point. In separation, the pure devotee feels intense pain of separation. But that is, it's actually pain ecstasy. It's pain ecstasy. Another mundane example. I remember when I was a boy, of course now I do not touch chocolate. Prabhupada sometimes said we should not take chocolate. So, when I was a boy, I liked the chocolate really much. But there was two kinds of chocolate. There was regular chocolate, Hershey's sweet chocolate, and there was Hershey's bittersweet chocolate. But I liked that bittersweet the best. That bitterness made it more tasty. So, the bitterness of separation from Krishna, the bitterness of separation from Guru, you see, that bitterness actually makes it more sweet. Bittersweet Krishna consciousness is better than just sweet Krishna consciousness. When you throw Vipralamba into the mix, you see, it becomes even more relishable. And even in your normal diet, you have the bitter melon. When the bitter melon is there in the meal, it makes the meal more tasty. When that bitterness is thrown in, all the other preps become more delicious when you have the bitter melon along with them, you see. It is a common thing. So in Krishna Ganya's movement, we have our bitter melon, you see. Separation from Guru, separation from Vaishnavas, separation from Krishna. This bitterness, it makes it more sweet. More tasty. So not only from Krishna and Guru, but also from Vaishnavas. Sometimes we are separated from the Vaishnavas. Our service requires us to be away from the Vaishnavas. Or I have some students on my e-course, they are hundreds of miles away from the nearest devotee, just all alone out there, you see. So this feeling of hankering for the devotees' association is a very, very important thing. Feeling the pain of being separated and hankering for that Vaishnava association is a very important thing. One of my godbrothers, his name was Shivananda Sen. He was a very daring young boy, actually. This was back in the early days when we were all kids in our 20s. This boy, he was the first devotee. He went to Europe, mainland Europe, Germany, all by himself, with no money, to Berlin, West Berlin. Can you imagine? An American boy, he went to West Berlin, Germany, to start Krishna consciousness. He was sleeping in condemned buildings. I mean, it was very austere, and Germany can be very, very cold, not like Fiji.
This is your cold weather here. There, when they say cold, they mean cold. I remember when we were coming, Rajaram's father, he said, yeah, this is our cold season. I was saying, cold? I just come from New Zealand where it was very cold. And now I'm feeling warm and comfortable. This is the cold season. Maybe you can say cool, but you can't call it the cold season. This isn't cold. Cool, you can say. Not cold. So anyway, he was there in the very, very cold, cold northern Europe, you see. All by himself, a young brahmachari, you can imagine. All by himself, completely alone in Germany. Oh my goodness. So he wrote Prabhupada. How he was feeling, he wanted to be back in the association of the devotees, how difficult it was for him. But Prabhupada wrote a very wonderful letter to Sivananda Sen Prabhu. He said, this simple point, he said, if you will remember my humble teachings, then you will have my association and you will have the association of your God brothers also. So this is a very wonderful point, you see. They were hankering for so much association with so many wonderful devotees, those who are present on this planet, those who are departed from this planet also. If we simply remember these wonderful teachings of Srila Prabhupada, you see, then we can get all this wonderful association. Because it's simply on the material plane that we are separated. You understand? It appears that we are separated. It's only apparent. Because we're not these bodies. We're pure spirit souls. Krishna is there. His devotees are there. It's an eternal reality. All we have to do is become fixed on the transcendental platform. And then we'll be in the constant association of the devotees. All the great Vaishnavas. All the great Vaishnava acharyas. We can constantly associate with all of them. Just by entering into this mood that I'm always pushing. Pure bhakti. This mood of pure bhakti is so important thing. You see, now we're thinking, if I can gratify my, do a little puja to be pious and do some sense gratification to enjoy. That's the mentality of neophyte devotee. Yes, I want to be pious, but to enjoy I have to have a little sense gratification. But this is big, big mistake. Big, big mistake. As soon as you derive a portion of your happiness from sense enjoyment, then what happens? Sukha, dukkha. To whatever extent you base your happiness on material sense gratification, to that extent, by the influence of the modes of nature, you must suffer. Because sukha doesn't come by itself, it comes with dukkha. It's a package deal, you see. Sukha, dukkha, it comes together. So if you buy into sukha, then you get dukkha. You cannot avoid. But to whatever extent you give up sukha and go to the real sukha, susukham, Krishna consciousness, you see. To whatever extent you buy in to that package, pure bhakti, you become free from material suffering. So how much freedom would you like from material suffering? Would you like partial freedom from material suffering? Or would you like total, complete, 100% freedom from all varieties of material suffering, subtle and gross? It's up to each one of us. What we want. Krishna will reciprocate with each and every one of us individually. He confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita. Ye yatamang prapanyante tangstataiva vajamyaham. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So how much do you want to be rewarded? You see. 1%? 2%? How about 100%? So if we want that 100% reward from Krishna, it doesn't come cheaply. You have to pay the price. You have to surrender 100% to Krishna. But how do I do that? I don't know how to do it. I'm in a world where nobody is surrendered to Krishna. So that's why a guru is required. Guru means that person who is 100% surrendered to Krishna. If we take shelter of guru, then he will train us, he will shape us, he will mold us how to be 100% surrendered to Krishna. Some people say, well, I would like to be a devotee of Krishna, but this business of being a disciple of the guru, that's too heavy. That's too heavy. So I will just be a devotee of Krishna. I'll come to the temple, I'll bow down to the deities, I'll take darshan, I'll have a little mahaprasad. You know, in this way, I will be a devotee of Krishna. Well, what does Krishna say about that? Do you know what Krishna says in the Adi Purana? In the Adi Purana, Krishna tells Arjuna, Yeme bhaktas jana parta, name bhaktas chate janaha, mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktas teme bhakta matamata. My dear son of Prita, Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, name bhaktas, he's not my devotee. It's pretty heavy, isn't it? But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So do not think that you can be a devotee of Krishna without being a devotee of a devotee of Krishna. Do not think like that. If you do, you will find out when you leave your body that you will not go back to Godhead. I have to tell you the truth. You will not go back to Godhead because Krishna does not accept your service yet. If you want to be a devotee of Krishna and go back to the spiritual world, you have to be the devotee of the devotee. That's a thing. And if you're not devoted to the devotee, forget it. Spiritually, you are nowhere, absolutely nowhere. Of course, if you're coming here, that's good because we'll keep training, we'll keep working on you until you finally agree to become the devotee of the devotee. We will give you all logical arguments, scriptural evidence, and we will give you example of things. We will show you by our example how wonderful it is to be the devotee of the devotee. There's nothing sweeter than that, you see. That's why Lord Chaitanya said, dasa, 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 nidasa. The more you become the servant of 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 the servant, you become very, very dear to me. You see, that is the position. So this society, the Krishna Consciousness Society, is giving first-class facility to become the servant of 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 Krishna. So we are inviting the whole world to come and join with us in this wonderful Krishna Consciousness Society. Hari Prabhupada one time said, Hare Krishna Consciousness. We usually just say Krishna Consciousness, but Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna Consciousness one time. So we're asking everyone to come and be Hare Krishna conscious.